Wine. This your boy Diablo Bravo.
This your boy Stupid Motherfucker.
And this is The Collective. We're going to have y'all tuned in today with some lit combo, maybe some blunts if y'all can hit it. I don't know if y'all can actually reach through and grab it, but it's some loud, so y'all probably might catch some contact. We got some good conversation, good art, you feel me? Make sure y'all follow us at The Collective. Follow us at Diablo Bravo on Instagram and Twitter. And
IG on Stupid.
IG on Stupid.
Like that was a win, bro, for Drake. Like Push was not playing with them two songs. Push was coming at the nigga heart. Like he was coming at your heart and your soul, nigga. Let me end this, nigga. You really trying to talk about it like I ain't no real drug dealer. What the fuck are you talking about?
Right.
Like, nigga, you don't even know about this, like, shit, nigga. You was a kid.
That's why he said, nigga, like. We can put the drug dealing aside and we can just talk about real life. That's what he said. Let's put the drug dealing aside, nigga. Let's talk about real life.
Let's go about this real life.
Let's talk about what's really happening, nigga. Mm-hmm. You want to try and throw dirt? Let's throw dirt. I mean, let's say some shit. Yeah. And this is just all shit that I wrote. Your best friend's about to die. How does it make you feel? You lied about your child. You had a baby by a porn star. I mean, everybody's smashing that. Like,
everybody.
You bitch look like Lord Farquaad. What else?
Your bitch look like what your mama look like.
Oh boy, Kev on stage killed him. He said, "Not Pusha Terrence, not Pusha Terrence." Arby, you have to fight that man. Kev on stage was going in on that song alone, so hard. Story of Adonis. He went on that so hard. Kev on stage was running out of breath, son. He was running out of breath doing his comedy for Facebook and Instagram because it was that damn hilarious.
That's bad.
That's bad. That's horrible representation.
Why won't this shit be signed fucking up? Oh, my phone. Here's my Wi-Fi. I was like, this nigga gonna be hot. I was like, I don't know why. This nigga videos is weird. Like, this nigga is crazy. He do dumb shit and be wilding in videos, all types of shit, looking like he fucking bitches in the video. I was like, bro, this nigga gonna be famous, nigga. I was like,
The baby, bro.
Like, cause niggas don't do shit like that. I watched that interview when he was talking about nigga where he wore a diaper at Southwest.
He did. The baby did wear a diaper.
And I seen the video and I was like, it don't look that bad for marketing.
So
like,
you telling me you gonna wear a diaper, bro?
If my name was the baby and I could do that shit and pull that shit off, hell nah, bro. Fucking right. My name is stupid, but I ain't trying to be the nigga out here doing dumbass crazy shit.
Right.
Pulling stupid shit. I can't do that.
But I would expect for you to be on stage and do something.
Definitely on the stage and shit. I'm gonna do some dumb
shit. Or I would expect for your boss to be stupid.
I'm trying to make sure them hoes be on point. A pamper and then some J's, and then some J's, bro. A pamper and some J's, nigga, he said naked in them hoes, he said I had niggas in my crew wouldn't even fucking with me after I did that. I was like, nigga, that's obvious, nigga, I mean, yeah. But, like, other than that wilding shit, like, that nigga is a perfect artist, minus all that
the baby.
Shooting niggas. He's a good artist.
Well, what's wrong with necessarily shooting niggas?
No, I ain't saying nothing. He just kind of need to stop promoting that shit. I be shooting these niggas, like, nigga. Every song, he be, like, telling niggas I done put a nigga up in heaven. Nigga, like, he started, like, one of them hoes off. I think it's, like... What song was that hoe? It's one of his hot songs, bro. He started that hoe off with the first thing he said was like, nigga, I put a nigga up in heaven. Like, some shit like that. I was like, nigga, he keep talking about that murder. Like, nigga, stop talking about that hoe. Like, bro,
yes. Maybe he got off on it.
Nigga, he did. Nigga, he beat that Walmart case. Well, then why not talk about it? He shot a nigga in Walmart. Nigga, shot a nigga. Nigga tried that nigga with him and his baby mama. Nigga, he said, nigga, yeah, nigga, I keep that hoe on me. Nigga. I was like, this nigga serious. This nigga really keep that hoe on him, man.
And nigga be getting fights. And you know what I said?
He be punching niggas. I was like, bro,
how does nigga be going on tour, getting in a fight with nigga ain't got nobody to make meet his match yet? Like, I don't know, bro. Either that shit stays or he just picking his fights.
He be picking them hoes wisely, bro. Because he be in
the no problem with him. Talk down about it. I'm just saying, like, you ain't going to be going everywhere knocking niggas out. Like, look at Tekashi. Well, Tekashi was a troll.
Was a troll. This nigga, so that's why niggas are trying. This shit.
Yeah.
He just speaking the facts. Like,
so, DaBaby, if you're listening, that's one up for you. We got you.
I give him that. Like, I give him his stripes because, like, this nigga really bad. All this shit he be saying, nigga, he be... Mm-hmm. He'll strike your ass, nigga, if he get the chance. Nigga say he had a kid. He shot a nigga trying to rob him. Nigga, at his own house. Nigga said nigga was in the house sleep. Nigga, I thought this was my brother. I hear niggas arguing and shit, nigga. So, he like, nigga, nigga, this ain't my brother. Like, he don't come in the house like this.
Yeah.
Nigga said, nigga, I can't run this bitch. And was like, there was some James Bond shit in my drawers. Nigga said, nigga, I can't run that corner. Let that bitch off, nigga. Nigga, he be beating them hoes, bro. He be beating these cases.
What you doing with somebody in your house? You gonna shoot?
Fine. Nigga, I'm fine. Nigga, especially if I got a gun.
You're supposed to.
I'm shooting.
So I'm just saying, when somebody come in your house, I hope you're gonna shoot. So I pray to God.
If I have a gun, I'm gonna shoot
you. I pray to God, the fact that we're getting Russell Westbrook to come to the Rockets, bro. I hope that if somebody come in the house, they're gonna be shooting, bro. That's all I'm saying. I hope they're gonna be shooting the lights out. I don't know what else motherfuckers say about that nigga Russell Westbrook. You feel me? I ain't too much of a Russell Westbrook fan. I know he cold. I ain't even a Harden fan like that.
But if these niggas, they just gotta put that shit together. They gotta put that shit together. That's it. That's all I can say. Like, if they can figure this shit out and win, not look whack and just niggas shooting shots and one-on-ones and shit.
How old is Westbrook?
They like the same age.
Westbrook and Harden like the same age?
Yeah, about the same.
That's crazy.
All them niggas got drafted around the same time.
That's crazy.
Him, Kevin Durant, all them.
And them niggas cool with Travis Scott, too. Yeah. He's cool with that nigga, bro. Travis Scott finally done a record with a nigga from Houston.
He did.
Finally.
It's so fucking stupid. It's like, and then you pick Maxo, and the nigga that been, like, making Astro World shit this whole entire time.
Right.
You ain't even trying to fuck with the nigga, but you keep saying, like, nigga, I fuck with you music, and nigga, we gonna do some shit. Bitch, what's up, bro? B can't be on that nigga ass.
Yeah, it's hard, yeah.
We I fuck with, man, that's hard. Why I fuck with Houston, bro, because we be on niggas ass. We tell the truth, bro.
Yeah, we gonna say the real. We gonna keep it 100.
We gonna keep that shit 100. Like, and that's one thing, that's why that's why I kind of don't fuck with Travis Scott, because, like, he say all that Houston shit, but, like,
yeah, true, he don't, but he really repping for Houston.
He repping for us, but...
Like, he really...
But he don't repping be, he don't be out right here, now. Though, enough. Like, I
that's
feel like...
Fine. That's
I
fine.
I understand, like, you that's live fine. In California, y'all.
That's fine. Life. Wayne rep for New Orleans all forever. You think that nigga stayed in New Orleans? No. That nigga came to Houston.
That nigga lived in Houston and New York, probably, shit.
Miami. He was Houston and Miami. That's what it was. Houston, L.A., and Miami. I don't think he went to state, lived in New York.
I think he stayed here probably like a month.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I don't know too much about that. But shit, like... But the fact that he finally done a record with somebody actually from Houston, is to me, is live. Because he could have been done a record with anybody from Houston. But he haven't. Nigga chose not to. For whatever reason, I don't know. So that's the only beef that I had with him. Yeah, I'd say I got beef with that because...
Yeah, that was like the main beef I had with that nigga. I was like, bro, how are you from Houston and you not fucking with
me? Well, I ain't gonna lie. I did not like Mixtape Maxo. I don't know why. I did not like Mixtape Maxo. But last few things I've been hearing of Maxo, when he been like coming out... Bro, the projects, even the ones he got with Trippie Redd and Uzi.
Oh, yeah.
Them Jones hard.
Them hoes be hitting,
bro. Them Jones hard, bro.
Yeah.
Them
I just heard hard. A song with Maxo and then nigga Uzi. Bro. I was like, bro, what the fuck is
bro.
This song?
Yeah, bro.
I was like, when he did this bitch? Like,
capiche? Capiche? Bro,
I was like,
that
bro.
Jones is ice. Matter of fact, we're going to drop that Jones. Not even the whole thing. Just see what everybody else think about it. Be back to y'all in a minute.